This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're getting to the point that a computer might grade a college or high school essay. The New York Times reported on a Harvard-MIT project that will offer an automatic grader to other colleges free of charge. You might imagine that teachers and professors who often have to tackle student essays piled high as an elephant's eye would embrace the labor savings. Well, not all professors. Regular contributor Jonathan Zittrain is a Harvard law professor who also knows his computer science. Jonathan Zittrain, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Really? We're entering an era where professors submit your finely crafted essay to software to grade?
No, we're not. We're just continuing an era of hype where artificial intelligence is pulled out as the solution to all our ills. And then when challenged slightly, the proponents pull back and say, no, that's not what we meant.
I saw that at an institution you know a lot about, Harvard, where you work, there is a system that they're trying to test and perhaps even deploy that apparently would help professors go through the papers.
Yes, I think there are two problems with it. One, it doesn't work nearly as well as we think it might. And second, it's not a good idea to begin with.
Why not a good idea, do you think?
Well, I think that if somebody is writing an essay, one of the best things about writing is to have an audience, to figure out for whom am I writing this essay? Is it the internet masses? Is it my professor? Is it fellow colleagues in a scholarly field? And if you don't have a sense of audience, the most that computer assessment is going to do is really just help you with the extreme basics. Are you stringing words together in things that look like sentences?
Our whole discussion fits under the rubric of something very important, which is people with technology backgrounds would love for teachers to be automated, for technology to take the place of teachers. That's a tall order.
Well, it's a tall order, but it also tends to put the debate around these things between progressives and Luddites, you know, as if objection to this is just fear of technology of some kind. So I say this as somebody who tends to love technology. I think this particular application really doesn't make sense in a way that I'm not sure I object to automatic teller machines instead of having to go to the bank and talk to a clerk. When you go to the bank and talk to the clerk, it might be a nice moment, but the real point is the transaction, and the success of the transaction is, did you get the money that you rightly deserved from your bank account? With writing, again, it's a communicative act among sentient creatures.
And this coming from a law professor, but also you have a background in what, computer science?
It's true. I did study AI for quite a while and have great respect for the field and for what it can do. AI plays a mean game of chess, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a step closer to mastering the fundamentals of human intelligence.
Jonathan Zittrain is director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. Jonathan, thanks.
Thank you.
There's also a Silicon Valley company called CourseSmart that tips off professors if students aren't doing the reading. It works with e-readers. But don't forget there's a time-tested low-tech alternative for professors. Scan the class for the telltale blank stares.